This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, December 4th. God's word for you today is Heavenly Cover. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 91, verse 3 to 4, and it says, "For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection." When the heavens open, you have clear communication, angels work for you, and you have the different dynamics and different sides of rainfall. Fourthly, you have protection. Why? It is because open heavens attract attacks. Open heavens can be individualized, so you can be in a place where people are suffering and your family is flourishing because your own heaven is open. Those people can start to resent you, and if they have something they can use to harm you, they will try it, but they will fail because you are protected. Genesis 26 verse 12 to 15a says, "When Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted, for the Lord blessed him. He became a very rich man, and his wealth continued to grow. He acquired so many flocks of sheep and goats, herds of cattle and servants, that the Philistines became jealous of him. So the Philistines filled up all of Isaac's wells with dirt." Your wealth will continue to grow in the name of Jesus. It is not your fault that there is corporate closed heaven, but your own heaven will be opened. Do not be apologetic about it. Perhaps because your friend that you grew up together is experiencing closed heaven. I pray that your friend's own heaven will be opened too. But you do not need your friend's permission for your own heavens to be opened. The Philistines became jealous of Isaac, and as a result, they filled up all Isaac's well with dirt. That is a characteristic of small-minded poor people. They always want to pull other people down. You see someone that is growing, flourishing, and is experiencing open heavens. Instead of humbling yourself and asking for guidance on how to open your own heavens, guess what? If Isaac had fought, he would have destroyed the Philistines. But because of his personality, he just went until he got to Rehoboth, and God made room for him. If it had been David, it would have been war. God knows that when he opens the windows of heaven, then devourers will try to attack you, but they will fail. That is why after Malachi 3:10, please read, God puts Malachi 3:11, which says, "And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and it shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruits before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts." So with open heavens comes protection. Not only will God open the windows of heaven over you, but the Lord of hosts will also protect you. When God is introducing himself, check. He introduces himself here as the Lord of hosts. He did not say, "Says the Lord El Shaddai." He did not say, "Says the Lord Elion." He says, "I will protect you, says the Lord El Gibor, the Lord of hosts, the mighty man in battle." In other words, he will guarantee your personal protection. Your heavens will be opened, but you need to sort out your stand with God. Make Jesus the Lord of your life today. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for my heavens are open. Thank you for clear communication, angels working for me, abundant rainfall, and for your protection. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.